Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual fiscal update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, August 28, 2020. COVID-19 Governor's Proclamations, August 21, 2020. Governor Reynolds proclaimed a state of disaster emergency on March 9, 2020 in response to the outbreak of COVID-19 following a national public health emergency declaration issued by the United States Department of Health and Human Services on January 31, 2020, and multiple individuals within the state of Iowa testing presumptive positive for COVID-19. The governor issued an additional proclamation of disaster emergency on March 13, 2020, establishing a state of public health disaster emergency. On August 21, 2020, the governor issued an additional proclamation of disaster emergency, which in addition to encouraging all vulnerable Iowans to limit activities outside the home, ordered the following measures. Restaurants and bars may reopen under the following requirements. Establishments must ensure at least 6 feet of physical space between groups and individuals dining alone, and all patrons must have a seat at a table or bar. Establishments must also implement reasonable measures to ensure social distancing, increased hygiene practices, and other public health measures to reduce the risk of transmission of COVID-19. Fitness centers may reopen or remain open under the following requirements. Establishments must ensure that all equipment is positioned so that there is 6 feet of physical space between individual patrons. Group activities must limit the number of participants so that individuals can maintain at least 6 feet of distance at all times. Establishments must also implement reasonable measures to ensure social distancing, increased hygiene practices, and other public health measures to reduce the risk of transmission of COVID-19. Casinos and gaming facilities may reopen or remain open under the following requirements. Establishments must ensure that gaming and wagering positions are placed so that there is at least 6 feet of physical space between patrons. Establishments must comply with the same requirements placed on bars and restaurants with regard to the service of food and beverages. Establishments must also implement reasonable measures to ensure social distancing, increased hygiene practices, and other public health measures to reduce the risk of transmission of COVID-19. Senior citizen centers and adult daycare facilities may open or remain open to the extent that the establishments comply with guidance by the Iowa Department of Public Health, IDPH, regarding social distancing and increased hygiene practices. Salons, as defined under Iowa Code Section 157.1, and barbershops, as defined under Iowa Code Section 158.1, may reopen under the following conditions. Salons or barbershops must ensure that all customers remain at least 6 feet apart when employees are performing cosmetology or barbering practices. Establishments must also implement reasonable measures to ensure social distancing, increased hygiene practices, and other public health measures to reduce the risk of transmission of COVID-19. Medical spas may reopen or remain open to provide medical anesthetic services only if they comply with the requirements for performing outpatient procedures, including utilizing personal protective equipment, PPE, as required for elective or non-essential surgeries and procedures. Movie theaters, performance venues, and speedways or racetracks may reopen or remain open under the following requirements. Establishments must ensure at least 6 feet of physical space between groups and individuals attending alone. Establishments must also implement reasonable measures to ensure social distancing, increased hygiene practices, and other public health measures to reduce the risk of transmission of COVID-19. Malls may reopen or remain open under the following requirements. Play areas must remain closed. Establishments must also implement reasonable measures to ensure social distancing, increased hygiene practices, and other public health measures to reduce the risk of transmission of COVID-19. The following additional facilities and establishments may reopen or remain open under the condition that they take reasonable measures to ensure social distancing of employees and patrons, increase hygiene practices, and undertake additional health care measures to reduce the risk of transmission of COVID-19 consistent with guidance issued by the Iowa Department of Public Health, IDPH. Tanning facilities as defined by Iowa Code Section 136D.2 subsection 5, massage therapy establishments as defined by Iowa Code Section 152C.1 subsection 3, tattoo establishments as defined by Iowa Code Section 135.37, campgrounds, libraries, drive-in theaters, museums, aquariums, zoos, playgrounds and play centers, swimming pools, amusement facilities such as bowling alleys, pool halls, arcades, and amusement parks, and retail establishments. Mass gatherings of more than 10 people may be held under the following requirements. The organizer must ensure at least 6 feet of physical space between groups and individuals attending alone. The organizer must also implement reasonable measures to ensure social distancing, increased hygiene practices, and other public health measures to reduce the risk of transmission of COVID-19. A hospital outpatient surgery provider or outpatient procedure provider may conduct inpatient surgeries and procedures that, if further delayed, will pose a significant risk to the quality of life and any outpatient surgeries or procedures under the following requirements. A hospital or provider must have adequate PPE to support continued operations and respond to an unexpected surge in a timely manner. A hospital or provider has a plan to conserve PPE consistent with guidance from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the IDPH. A hospital or provider must have a plan for timely COVID-19 testing of symptomatic patients and staff to rapidly mitigate potential clusters of infection. A hospital must continue to accept and treat COVID-19 patients and must not transfer COVID-19 patients to create capacity for elective procedures. A hospital must reserve at least 10% of intensive care beds and 10% of medical/surgical beds for COVID-19 patients. A hospital or provider must limit all non-essential individuals in surgery and procedure suites and patient care areas where PPE is required. And a hospital or provider that begins conducting surgeries or procedures as authorized by this proclamation must cease conducting such surgeries or procedures if at any time is no longer able to comply with the aforementioned described requirements. Dentists and staff may resume providing dental services so long as the guidelines issued by the Iowa Dental Board are followed, the dentist has adequate inventories of PPE, and the dentist has a plan to conserve PPE consistent with guidance from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, and the IDPH. All healthcare facilities must continue to screen staff at the beginning of their shift for fever or other COVID-19 symptoms. All state agencies, school districts, and other local government bodies and agencies are to take all effort to prepare to return students to in-person instruction for the fall 2020 semester. These efforts shall also ensure that schools have flexibility to continue providing education remotely if it becomes necessary. Brick-and-mortar school districts and accredited non-public schools are to provide instruction primarily through remote learning opportunities in the following circumstances. If a parent or guardian voluntarily selects the remote learning opportunity from among multiple options provided by the school district or non-public school in accordance with the Return to Learn plan, if the Iowa Department of Education, in consultation with the IDPH, approves of the temporary move to primarily remote learning for an entire school building or district because of public health conditions in the building or district. If the school district or accredited non-public school determines in consultation with state and local public health departments that individual students or classrooms, but not all the students in a public school building, must temporarily move to primarily remote learning because of public health conditions in the building. If the school district or accredited non-public school determines that an entire school building or district must temporarily move to primarily remote learning because of inclement weather for a period not exceeding 5 consecutive school days, unless the IDPH approves of a longer period. Regulatory provisions of the Iowa Administrative Code limiting the number of consecutive days and the total number of days in a 30-day period that a person may serve as a substitute teacher during one assignment continue to be temporarily suspended. Regulatory provisions of the Iowa Administrative Code requiring a baccalaureate degree or higher from a regionally accredited institution for an applicant to be issued a substitute authorization, but only to the extent that the applicant instead has achieved an associate's degree or completed 60 semester hours of college coursework from a regionally accredited institution, continue to be temporarily suspended. Regulatory provisions of the Iowa Code and Iowa Administrative Code requiring an applicant for a teaching license to be at least 21 years of age continue to be temporarily suspended so that individuals who are at least 20 years of age may apply. Regulatory provisions of the Iowa Code and Iowa Administrative Code limiting the holder of a paraeducator certificate with a substitute authorization appearing on the certificate to substituting only in the special education classroom in which the paraeducator is employed continue to be temporarily suspended. For the duration of the public health disaster proclamation, a paraeducator who holds or obtains a substitute authorization on a paraeducator certificate may substitute any classroom except for driver's education. Regulatory provisions of the Iowa Administrative Code prohibiting the holder of a career and technical secondary authorization or an initial career and technical secondary authorization who has completed at least 1 year of teaching experience employed by a school district from serving as a substitute teacher in any classroom without further authorization from the Board of Educational Examiners continue to be temporarily suspended except those provisions prohibiting the holder of a career and technical secondary authorization from teaching driver's education. The Board of Educational Examiners is directed to provide guidance to school districts and individuals interested in serving as a substitute teacher in response to the aforementioned temporary code suspensions. Regulatory provisions of the Iowa Code requiring the repayment of reduction of an Iowa Public Employees Retirement System member's retirement allowance if the member is reemployed or returns to employment as a teacher or substitute teacher are temporarily suspended. Provisions of the Iowa Code requiring an applicant for a 1 year temporary teaching license to provide the Board of Educational Examiners proof of an offer of a teaching position from a school district that can show it has made every reasonable and good faith effort to employ a teacher licensed under Iowa Code Chapter 272 continue to be temporarily suspended. Regulatory provisions of the Iowa Code and Iowa Administrative Code requiring teacher licensure candidates to have a minimum number of hours of field experience continue to be suspended if the higher education institution providing the practitioner preparation program determines that the candidate has completed sufficient field experience to determine that the candidate should be recommended for licensure. Regulatory provisions of the Iowa Code and Iowa Administrative Code pertaining to private educational instruction requiring face-to-face instruction and requiring and setting deadlines for annual assessments continue to be temporarily suspended. Regulatory provisions of the Iowa Code and Iowa Administrative Code regarding academic eligibility continue to be temporarily suspended so that all student athletes will be deemed to be academically eligible when school and athletic competitions resume. Regulatory provisions of the Iowa Code and Iowa Administrative Code requiring a certain number of days of ineligibility for interscholastic activities following a transfer continue to be temporarily modified so that any day a school is closed shall be counted toward the minimum number of days of ineligibility. Regulatory provisions of the Iowa Code requiring an institutional health facility to obtain a certificate of need prior to operating additional bed capacity continue to be temporarily suspended. Provisions of the Iowa Code and Iowa Administrative Code regarding health care facilities and residential care facilities that were temporarily suspended in previous proclamations continue to be suspended. Provisions of the Iowa Code and Iowa Administrative Code requiring face-to-face interactions with healthcare providers and imposing requirements for residential and outpatient substance use disorder treatment and provisions restricting the use of telehealth services through audio-only telephone transmission continue to be suspended, and health carriers continue to be directed to reimburse healthcare professionals for covered services provided through telehealth practices. Provisions of the Iowa Code and Iowa Administrative Code prohibiting pharmacists from practicing therapeutic substitution without prior consent by the prescriber continue to be suspended. Provisions of the Iowa Code and Iowa Administrative Code permitting a residential care facility or nursing facility to involuntarily discharge or transfer a resident for non-payment for the resident's stay continue to be suspended. Provisions of the Iowa Code and Iowa Administrative Code previously suspended regarding certain professional licensing examination requirements, expirations and renewals, practical and clinical hours, internship completion, and background checks continue to be suspended. Provisions of the Iowa Code and Iowa Administrative Code requiring in-person clinical experience for emergency medical services, EMS provider training, passage of the National Registry of Emergency Medical Technicians, NREMT, practical examination, and that a training program meets certain standards and guidelines continue to be suspended to the extent that alternative evaluation methods are used and the IDPH determines that the candidate has completed the cognitive examination and should be granted an emergency certification. Provisions of the Iowa Code previously suspended regulating the sale of beer, wine, alcohol, liquor, and mixed drinks or cocktails, as well as the provisions previously suspended setting monthly timelines for taxation of the sale of alcohol, prohibiting refunds for seasonal or short-term licenses or permits, and prohibiting refund or raffle license fees continue to be suspended. Provisions of the Iowa Code and Iowa Administrative Code prohibiting attorneys from submitting interim indigent defense fee claims in juvenile and criminal defense cases continue to be suspended. Provisions of the Iowa Code requiring a $25 penalty for each month or fraction thereof that the registration for a swimming pool or spa is not received by the IDPH by April 30th continued to be temporarily suspended, and the IDPH is directed to refund penalties already paid to the registration period that began on May 1st, 2020. Provisions of the Iowa Code and Iowa Administrative Code previously suspended so that counties may expend allocations from the County Commissions of Veteran Affairs to aid veterans in coping with the disaster continue to be suspended. Provisions of the Iowa Code and Iowa Administrative Code requiring an executive director or administrator of a county commission or veteran affairs to complete veterans staff certification training within 1 year of employment continue to be temporarily suspended. Provisions of the Iowa Code requiring governmental entities to distribute, receive, open, or record paper documents used under the Iowa Construction Bidding Act continue to be suspended. Provisions of the Iowa Code requiring a peace officer's statement on a return of service to be made under oath continue to be suspended to the extent that the peace officer may use electronic means to file the return of service and submit an inventory of seized property. Provisions of the Iowa Code setting requirements for public meetings and hearings for government subdivisions continue to be suspended to make allowances for electronic meetings and hearings. Provisions of the Iowa Code requiring a lawful custodian of public records to maintain office hours to receive in-person record requests, as well as previously temporarily suspended provisions requiring in-person examination or copying of public records, continue to be suspended to the extent that those records can be examined and copies can be provided by mail or electronic means. Provisions of the Iowa Code requiring physical presence for notarizations or the witnessing of certain legal documents continue to be suspended. Provisions of the Iowa Code requiring in-person case reviews of children receiving foster care continue to be suspended. Provisions of the Iowa Code that use the term, quote, forensic interview, end quote, that require the interview to be conducted face-to-face continue to be suspended. Provisions of the Iowa Code and Iowa Administrative Code setting an enforcement date of May 1st, 2020 for the American Society of Mechanical Engineers Safety Code for existing elevators and escalators continue to be suspended. The Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship is directed to create coordinate and implement a program to provide financial assistance to livestock producers for the cost of disposal of livestock that were depopulated due to market disruption caused by COVID-19 and to provide technical assistance and equipment to assist livestock producers with depopulation and disposal efforts. Previously suspended provisions of the Iowa Code and Iowa Administrative Code restricting the movement of oversized and overweight loads and regulating hours of service when transporting certain goods continue to be suspended. The Iowa Department of Transportation continues to be directed to monitor the operation of this provision. Previously suspended provisions of the Iowa Code regarding driver and vehicle licensing and registration continue to be suspended. Provisions of the Iowa Code and Iowa Administrative Code imposing a fee to be collected by the State Registrar of Vital Statistics or a county recorder's office for a copy of certain documents, a search of records when no copy is made, or a search of records when no record is found are temporarily suspended so long as the search is part of an attempt to replace records lost, destroyed, or rendered ineligible as a result of the derecho that occurred on August 10, 2020. Provisions of the Iowa Code requiring firearm permit applications to be delivered in person continue to be suspended. Each sheriff's office continues to be directed to establish drop-off mail-in or electronic submission to the extent practical. Permits to carry shall continue to not expire during the proclamation. Provisions of the Iowa Code limiting the use of online instruction in determining contact hours for apprenticeship sponsors continue to be suspended. Provisions of the Iowa Code and Iowa Administrative Code requiring an applicant to retake a high school equivalency degree test if the applicant has not earned a high school equivalency degree within 5 years of taking the first subtest continue to be suspended. Provisions of the Iowa Administrative Code that set a minimum contact hour requirement for community college instruction continue to be suspended. Regulatory provisions of the Iowa Code and Iowa Administrative Code providing a maximum teaching load for community college instructors are temporarily suspended, with the requirement that a community college administration assigning an instructor a teaching load above the maximum credit load maintains written documentation that the instructor and administrator mutually consented to the additional assignments. Provisions of the Iowa Code requiring administration of the Iowa Youth Survey every 2 years to students in grades 6, 8, and 11 in Iowa's public and non-public schools continue to be temporarily suspended. Provisions of the Iowa Code requiring instructional courses for drinking drivers to be delivered in person rather than online continue to be suspended. Provisions of the Iowa Code requiring an unattended fueling dispenser to provide a public phone continue to be suspended. Previously suspended provisions of the Iowa Code pertaining to pesticide applicators continue to be suspended. Provisions of the Iowa Code previously suspended so that retired state health care professionals, police officers, or firefighters may return to work during this public health disaster emergency without receiving a reduction or requiring a repayment of the retired employee's retirement allowance continue to be suspended. The disaster response and recovery aspects of the Iowa Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management's HSEMD Iowa Emergency Response Plan and any additional response plans activated by previous proclamations continue to be active. Provisions of the Iowa Code prohibiting certain state employees from receiving overtime pay for hours worked in excess of 40 hours continue to be suspended. The order to all state agencies to utilize personnel, equipment, and facilities as necessary to assist the HSEMD and IDPH in performing any and all activities necessary to prevent, contain, and mitigate the effects of COVID-19 continue to be in place. Provisions of the Iowa Code and Iowa Administrative Code regarding maximum hours a temporary employee may work for the state continue to be suspended, and provisions of the Iowa Code and Iowa Administrative Code regarding the procurement of goods and services when those goods and services are necessary to prevent, contain, or mitigate the effects of COVID-19 continue to be suspended. For additional information regarding the proclamation of a disaster emergency, see the LSA legal background briefing. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Chris Euben, legislative analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-725-0134.